good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Hey neighbors, our friend Don Schieber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Schieber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950.
Well, cattle buyers were limiting efforts today in the collection of new show lists. Ready numbers appear to be smaller in the south and mixed in the north. Initial asking prices were poorly defined, and according to the midday report, the national hog base is lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Falling from early highs, corn futures were dropped about a penny lower as traders began to position ahead of the big production report due out Friday. U.S. stocks were trading mostly lower today as traders are at least temporarily ignoring a rise in oil prices. Currently, the Dow is 31 points lower, with the NASDAQ off by 12. And live prices were mixed today, with prices ranging from 47 higher to 52 lower. Nearbys lost ground to deferreds as bull spreaders took profits. And volume seems to be quite light as traders were cautious about assessing any further cash potential. Feeder cattle were checked somewhat by a discount of the cash index. Spot August was moderately lower today, yet the rest of the feeder complex was moderately higher, thanks to follow-through buying and seasonal bullishness. And grain futures were higher across the board today as the market started a week capped by Friday's much-anticipated August 12 USDA reports. Outside markets added to the momentum. Corn prices tried to hold a turn higher after two-sided movement overnight. The trade doesn't expect bullish data out of the USDA on Friday for either old crop or new. And soybeans were higher, getting a boost from strong exports and gains in outside markets. Wheat prices were higher too, with a choppy overnight session turning around after a gap higher opened in Europe on concerns about weather damage there. USDA could raise its forecast of 2016 crop-ending stocks slightly in Friday's report, but major changes are not anticipated as the focus stays on corn and soybeans.
That's a look at all your agricultural markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.